Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Monday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out on Drive all of this week, today, of course, and every day from 4 p.m. In fact, Darren Bent's off all week, so I've got a sort of different host nearly every day. Today I'm with Andy Townsend, a bit later on in the week. I've got Teddy Sheringham, and in and around that, I don't think we've booked anyone, but we will, so make sure you join us from 4 o'clock. Anyway, we start this podcasty thing off by looking back at yesterday's FA Cup quarterfinal action. All three games were live on the TalkSport network, and here's your proof.
Across the Sheffield United fans, it's worked back to Doyle, 30 yards out! Oh, what a goal! What a winner for Tommy Doyle! Incredible hits, the full-time whistle! Sheffield United are FA Cup semi-finalists!
Wilbeck touches it on, Mitoma's curler deflected in! It's crept in for five! Caro Mitoma, the crowning glory for Brighton and Hove Albion under Roberto De Zerbi. Could this be the year they lift the FA Cup?
And Mitrovic, is that a red card as well? For dissent. And Fulham all of a sudden down the knife. Fulham losing their heads. Marco Silva also dismissed. Bruno Fernandes. Another FA Cup tie, the same result. It's going to be a 3-1 victory for Manchester United in a fourth successive round. And they are through to a record-breaking 31st FA Cup semi-final.
Now, Man United got through to the final four with a dramatic and action-filled 3-1 win over Fulham. Never in doubt, was it? Anyway, here's how their boss, Erik ten Hag, reacted.
In possession, we could have done better. But out of possession, we played quite well. It's not too easy against them. It's a good team, Fulham. Decent on the ball. It's difficult to get the press on it, but I think we find the right moments to press them. And then in attacking transition, we create, I think, good chances. And they had nothing before halftime. After halftime, I think we start very badly. Conceded the goal. Then we needed David. Two times a big save. It was a difficult period. But once we survived that, and then we make again a great attacking transition, great job Anthony, great job Jaden, penalty, and was clear and obvious.
Fulham manager Marco Silva was sent off alongside Mitrovic and Willian during a bonkers 5-minute spell in the second half. Here's what he had to say about the chaos.
I already spoke with them. First of all, of course, I would like to be, and I have to be there in the touchline in a difficult moment for our players. This is the first thing, of course. Let's see, and I hope that they can give. I will see if they are going to give every time red cards when the manager they are going to be out of that area in the touchline. I would like to see if every time that they go. Will be a red card, but I have to accept was his decision. And about Mitro, I already spoke with him, and we should control in a different way that situation. I think experienced referee in that moment, if he gives the yellow card and will stop, is emotional at the moment of the game. Mitro was involved in two moments in the 18-yard box in the first half that no one shake, no one did say anything to to the referee to check, and of course he lost a little bit of control and he has to control the emotion in that moment. I already told him, and of course it's a moment for him to learn from. About to William, for me it's clear, if he thinks that William did it on purpose, I would like to know where William can put the hand in that moment, probably behind his back. But the players, they cannot go to the games with always fighting in the box or being in the box with the hands behind his back. I didn't see William to do it in purpose or to move the hand to go there. The ball touching his hand is clear, but I didn't see William to move the hand to the ball goes there. Okay, was his decision, and he has to decide that moment. Many, many technical things that we can talk about that situation is up to them to talk.
Now, Brighton cruised through their quarterfinal against Grimsby. No shock there, winning 5-0. And their manager, Roberto De Zerbi, told TalkSport's Joe Shedden that young striker Evan Ferguson has a very bright future. Oh, what a player he looks.
We had many chances to score. We won 5-0, but I think we could win with more goals.
Two goals today for Evan Ferguson. Yes. How impressed have you been by his performances?
I spoke, he's a fantastic player. If you think he's 18, you can understand, but I think he can improve. We are working for his improvement, and he's a good guy, and I'm sure he become a great striker.
Now, with the Seagulls through to the FA Cup semi-finals and fighting for the European spots in the Premier League, former FA Cup winner Scott Minto says there is no better time to be a Brighton fan.
Do you know what? I'm obviously a neutral here. I'm probably not. You know, being a former teammate of Paul Hurst, I wanted Grimsby to go through. But you cannot help but admire and just enjoy, sit back and enjoy Brighton play. You know, everything about them, what Roberto De Zerbi has done, you know, since he took over from Graham Potter, he's taken it onto another level. And we're deep into the Premier League season now, and they have a genuine chance. I actually don't think they'll end up finishing fourth, but they have a genuine chance of doing it. They're in the FA Cup semi-final, and on top of all that, they're playing beautiful football where everyone seems to know what they're doing and there's no egos. I mean, it's brilliant to watch. And as I said many times, and I don't mind repeating, it's a great time to be a Brighton fan right now.
Now, Sheffield United secured their spot in the semi-finals with a last-gasp 3-2 win over Blackburn. And their manager, Paul Heckingbottom, told Ian Danter what it meant to him.
Paul, wow. What a cup tie. Well done.
Yeah, really. I think the fact you're sucking a lozenger and got a hoarse voice probably says how good a game it was. I could feel it from the dugout. Real, real good game. Everyone in the stadium loved it. Everyone at home probably watching on TV loved it. It didn't surprise me, the game. We were disappointed how we played away from home at Blackburn, and we wanted to be on the front foot. We always try and play that way. But against a counter-attacking team then who were really good on the counter, we know that we're going to leave chances and opportunities, and the game panned out that way with both teams having good attempts on goal, good opportunities, and both teams playing the part in a fantastic game.
For you, an FA Cup semi-final, I mean, I know it's all about the team, but there must be a huge sense of pride in your own achievement that you've taken this team to the last four.
Yeah, it doesn't come around very often, you know. I think, listen, more than that, bigger than that, our next fixture will be in April, and we'll be in with a shout of automatic promotion and still in the FA Cup semi-final. So that says it all for me, where we were, what we've done, how hard everyone's worked. I think it's a huge, huge pat on the back to everyone connected with the club. And hopefully, listen, I'll say the usual things. Enjoy the day, I'll have a day out. But for me, my focus is on we need to cap the season off.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hagey Morton will take his side to Wembley to face Man City in the semi-finals. Good luck with that. And Man United play Brighton in the other tie. Tough one. Elsewhere, there was time for a Premier League game, and it was the big one at both ends of the table as Arsenal hosted managerless Crystal Palace. The Gunners, annoyingly, came out top with a 4-1 win, and captain Martin Odegaard told TalkSport's Alex Crook about their incredible team spirit.
Yeah, I think it just shows that we're a group of hungry players. I think Thursday night was a bit tough for everyone. We wanted to do something special in Europa, and yeah, it was a long night as well, you know, extra time and all that. So it was a tough one to take, but yeah, we just came in the next day and I wanted to bounce back. So everyone was ready today, and that's what we did.
It's pretty clear to see the bond that you have as a group of players, the relationship you have with the fans as well, everybody pulling in the same direction. Are you enjoying the pressure of this title race?
Yeah, I think everyone enjoys it. You know, it's, we are where we want to be, you know, so we have to enjoy it. We're in a good position, so yeah, we want to enjoy this. And as you say, you know, the connection with the fans, within the team, everyone is so together now. So yeah, we just have to keep going the same way and keep pushing every day to get better and to stay where we are.
As captain, can you allow yourself to start dreaming about lifting aloft the Premier League trophy?
Yeah, you can always dream, you know. It's been my dream since I was a baby, so of course you can dream. But the main thing is to stay calm, to keep working hard, to keep pushing every day and make sure we get better in every day, basically.
Bukayo Saka today, the first player in the Premier League to move into double figures for both assists and goals this season. How good was he to play with this afternoon? He was scintillating, I thought.
Yeah, he was great today. Two good goals, one assist, and he was on fire. So I enjoyed playing with him, and also Ben on the right side today was really good, and yeah, we had some good combinations there, so it was good fun.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning. So do what you got to do to get it. In the meantime, make sure you join me at 4 p.m. today alongside the wonderful Andy Townsend. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.